Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Tes Vav. And we began Sif Gimel yesterday, and we'll reread the Mechaber starting from the bottom of Kuf Chav Beis Amud Beis. There are extensive Dear Shu footnotes on this Sif, some of which we did already yesterday, some of the Mishnah Berurahs we already began yesterday, including the introduction from the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Zayin. We will not repeat them. I refer you to yesterday's share for those details. But we will reread the Mechaber again, starting with Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Mito Shema Midin Osa. If you're trying to put a bed together, which has a board top part of it, and it has a leg part of it, which the board is placed upon. So normally, when one would construct such a bed, he would put the legs down, and then he would put the board on top of it. That's the normal way of building a structure. So it's forbidden to do it this way. Asur lahaniach haraglayim tchila. You're not allowed on Shabbos or Yontif to go put the legs down first, and then ulaniach aleihem akrushim, and then put the board part of the bed, the part where you sleep on or sit on, of the bed, put it on top of the legs. That you're not allowed to do, as we explained yesterday. This is considered building an ohel aroy over here, or if you do it in a more permanent way, this would actually be building a ohel keva, a permanent structure over here. What are you allowed to do? Elo yosim hakroshim tchila bavir. You hold the board in the air with your hands. As we'll see, lav davka, this has to be exactly in the place where it's going to eventually be. It could be a little bit higher than that. V'achakach haraglayim tachteim. And then you or somebody else puts the legs underneath it, and then you can let the board drop down on top of them, and that is considered permissible. So we had done the first Mishnah Berurah yesterday, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, and now we'll go to Sif Katan Yud Ches. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Bidikduk Kosav Loshen Zeh. The Mechaber was very specific in the way that he wrote his words. Didavko lehaniach osur, to go and place these boards, the flat part of the bed, on top of the legs, that is osur. The Havi Bazeh, because when you do this, it's kemaskel lasos mechitzos loeh, because in that way you're making the mechitzos over here of the oel by putting down the legs first. The osur, and that is forbidden, kishemaniach achakach akroshim lamala, if you then put the board on top of it. However, avol im hayu munochim mikvar bizeh hamokom. However, if the legs were already in place over here before Shabbos, or as we'll see in Dirshu foot number 44, even im hemines hamachitzos b'Shabbos shlo al das lifros aleim gag, you put the legs down there, and you had no intention at that point in time of putting the boards on top of them. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Nechshav adover kilu hamidam be'erev Shabbos. That has the same halachic status as that they were actually placed there before Shabbos. And in both of these situations, mutu lifros hagag aleim, you'd be allowed to go put the top board on top of them. And he adds, Shekei Mashbi Loshen HaSharetzion in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. You can see this inside to a certain extent in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph in the Sharetzion. So you are allowed to do it in this fashion over here where the legs are already there before Shabbos, or they were placed there on Shabbos and you had no intention of putting the boards on top of them, but then something happened and you changed your mind. However, for Asur, Kishemeiniach Achakach Akroshim Lamala, but you aren't allowed to do this if you intentionally put legs down first, and then you put the board on top of it on Shabbos. But if, again, the legs were there already, that's why the Mishnah says the Mechaber was very medayik in his Lashon over here, Mutr laniach hakroshim lehem. Then you can put the board on top of it. As was already explained in the Mishnah Berurah's introduction, v'chanal b'sif katan yud zayin. However, ach imamito rechava b'yosef, but if the board over here is very wide, then also l'das ha-mogin avron b'sif katan chaf aleph. Afilu bofen zeh. Then, as we'll see, in sif katan chaf aleph, then you would not be allowed to do this. If the board is too wide, ayin sham b'sif gimel, yud gimel, mashi nichtov zeh. And we will see this in Yotz Hashem when we get to it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Yud Tes. Dehu kiderach binyan. If you put the legs first and then you put the board on top of it, that's the normal way of doing binyan, and therefore that is not allowed. Deharaglayim he mechitza, because in this situation the legs of this bed are functioning as a mechitza, as the walls. Vakroshim shel hakisui hu kimo gag, and the board that you're using as the bed part itself, that's like a covering over the mechitza, and now that becomes the equivalent of a gag. And it looks as if you're making an ohel on Shabbos. And therefore, you must do it in a shinui dika way. You must do it in a different way than normal. And such as we've already explained, lechos hakroshim shalakisui biavir. You take the board over here that you're going to sit on, and you hold that in the air. There's no legs underneath it at this point in time. V'achakach lo seis mitachta roglayim. Then you go put the leg underneath it. Dehu shelo kiderach binyan. Because in this way, you're building the roof and then the walls, so that way is permissible. That's not the normal way to do this. The issue number 45 brings down. Le'echos ha'sagag ma'at gavon mimechitza. This, as I alluded to before, you don't have to have it exactly at the height that it's going to be, and then you have to really struggle to get the leg in. But you can lift it up a little bit. Afshalo yezeh makom olibisof. Even though that won't be its final place, the bed will be a little bit lower. You're holding it up at 4 feet high, let's say, and it's going to really only be at 3.5 feet high. Shari osid lo ridol agabem. You're going to eventually put it down. So Rav Nissen Karlu Shlita says that that's mutter. Because we call Mako Machzik Hasagag Me'alem, because you're not doing it in the normal way of building, which is the legs, the walls, and then the top. Here you're doing the top first. And you don't have to have it exactly at the 3.5 meter or 3.5 foot spot, and then you have to really struggle to get the legs in underneath it. Dishu foot number 46 says that's for binyan. But by stira, if you want to take something like this down, stiras ol aroy milamala lamata, to try and reverse this and do the top part and then the bottom part, so the Chazon Ish says, eino nechseves stira b'shina. That's not called doing it in a shina dik away, and it's osur. Now, the Nissen Karlitz Shlita explains this, Chazon Ish, sha'at l'gabi b'niya, in regards to building, there's something called the regular way to build, and then you can do it in a shina dik away. But in regards to destroying, there is no such concept as we're destroying it in a shina dik away. When you're destroying something, it's destroyed, and there's no right way to destroy it versus a wrong way to destroy it. So this doesn't apply to stira. This heter over here only applies to binyan. Now we continue with the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Vahani mili, that which we said you're allowed to do it in this way, putting the top part, the roof part, the board part first, and then the legs, that's only hani mili kishaharaglayim heim dapim muchubarim. That's when the legs here aren't just like a single pole, so to say, but the legs are really a wall. So this would be basically that you're putting down all four of the walls normally first, and then putting on the ceiling. That's binyan. That's not allowed. And that's why over here, where we said you have to put the krushim, the board on top first, that's when you put the board, you're holding it up in the air, and then you put down four legs. These legs are actually four walls. Dapim michubarim, kimo dafne ateva. You're putting down not just a pole, but you're putting down actually four walls. That's why you must do it in the shina dik away. However, but if you really just have a leg in the four corners, so you're just putting a post down, so to say, then in that situation, or the same thing would apply if you're putting a board on top of legs to be a table, then a person does not have to be careful to do it in the shina dik way. You can even do it in the regular way over here, because you're not really creating an ol over here, because your purpose isn't for the space underneath this gag, as we talked about. Your purpose is not for shade or to prevent the rain. Your purpose is to use what's on top of the gag over here. You're going to sit on the bed. You're going to use the table over here. And as we'll see, even though your feet may be underneath it for the table, that's not considered the usage of the space underneath. And as the Mishnah Berurah wrote in his introduction, again, Sif Katan Yud Zayin is a very important Sif. We said it over inside yesterday. The idea over here of creating an OL is that you must be using the space underneath the OL. If you're using the space on top of the OL, so then some of these parameters no longer apply. Now, that's the entire Mechaber today. There is no Ramah. Now we'll do the rest of the Mishnah Berurahs and some of the Dirshu footnotes. Sif Katan Chof, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Tam, the reason for this is, the Ba'ol Aroi Kazeh, She'eno miskavim basiyosu l'shem ohel she'tachtov. As I just pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah is reminding us over here, your interest over here is not what's underneath this ohel over here, ela l'tashmish acher al gavu minomala. You want to use the bed on top of the bed, not underneath the bed. You want to use the table on top of the table, not underneath the table. V'rak mimeilin asikim ohel amata, and albeit it's going to happen, you have no interest in this ohel that's being formed underneath the board, underneath the table. Therefore, lo asu elo kishosa gan mechitzos tachtov. Therefore, the rabbi said, since you're not really making an ohel to be used underneath here, if you don't really have walls, so then this is not a problem of binyan, of even an ohel aroi. However, if you're going to go and put up a curtain of some sort or a mat of some sort on the top for the purposes of an ohel, for example, could go on the hog game of Agashama to prevent underneath it from getting the sun. So you want to have shade there, or you don't want the rain to go over there, or or you want to use that space underneath there for any other purpose, then also af below mechitzos. In that situation, you can't make this rooftop, this ol aroy, even if there are no walls, as we pointed out. Ukahi the sif beis besofo, as we learned at the end of yesterday's shir. Because of Magen Avraham. Now here's where the Magen Avraham writes, the listom nekef sheha oshen yotze, if you want to go and seal off some sort of an opening for which the smoke normally goes out of this room, shekorin koimen, this would be something that we call a skylight, an aruba, as it says in the Targum in footnote 1. Bikar shel tevin, you want to fill it up with some sort of a straw container, v'chayotzibo, or something similar to that, efshadiyosu, that might be also to do. The kivin sheish l'osu amokum l'chitzos, because it does have walls around it, and you're filling in this hole over here now, that's as if you're making a roof over here, b'nei atzmo, hevikosa ol betchila, and therefore it's as if you're making a roof over here. This is not similar. The eino dome lamashi tarnu b'simin shin yud gimel, that which we previously allowed listom haruba shebagag, where we allowed you to go and plug in a skylight that was open mitam dehu rak hosafas ol aroi. There we said you're allowed to do this because you're adding on to an already existing roof. So how come there you're allowed to, and here we said you can't? And the difference is hosam haruba eino machzik elamitzas agag. There the aruba was not over the entire roof, and it was just an extension of the roof that you had a skylight, and you could therefore fill in the aruba. Avol here, avol kan, hanekev she'a oshin yotze, the rooftop over here that's open, that you're allowing the smoke to go out from whatever you're doing in here. Let's say you have a fire here, it's a fireplace, and you want to open up over here the top roof so the fire can go out, and now, machzik kol rochav ha'mechitzo she'saviv lo, and you want to have over here this aruba over here with the walls directly around the aruba. There's no roof other than this aruba. The heavy ayde stima sakar kegagal mechitzos. Now you're filling in the entire roof. There is no previously extended roof that you're now extending onto. But this is the entire roof. Therefore, you can't do it on the roof, but if it's on the side wall, so then it's perfectly permissible. In that situation, it's just adding on to an existing wall, which would be allowed. And this is brought down in the name of the Prima Gadim, who's commenting on the Magen Avraham that we quoted. Then he asks further, Od Kosav, the blech. A blech over here is some sort of a container that you're using over here, she'osui b'koymin v'kavu asham, that you put over here in the skylight that's already there. Mutu listom bo b'Shabbos yontiv. You're allowed to fill in the rest of it on Shabbos and yontiv. The whole the kavu asham heavy kedelis, because it's already affixed over there, and therefore it has the status of being a door rather than a roof that you're making. And he says as well, look in the Tosefa Shabbos. Vayin Tosefa Shabbos shekosa abdema mistapek ha-mogin avram hu. That which the mogin avram is unclear over here. He says, maybe you can't do this. Davko k'shachor sha'oshin yotzi u'machzik shlosha tvachim. He says, that's when the aruba over here, the opening that you have in the skylight, is at least 3 tvachim wide. And there, you're going to really create a roof, and that's not allowed. Because if it's not 3 tvachim wide, ilav hochi, I mean lavud. Then you don't even have a problem at all, because we consider it as halachically closed because of the principle of lavud, which we've mentioned many times. Anything less than 3 tvachim is considered as if it's attached to the thing next to it or to the ground, or it's as if there's no hole there at all. It's already considered closed, and therefore adding in anything else over there is not a problem. And this is really identical. What we learned in yesterday's shir in Sif Beis, where we said that if you have the bands going from one side of the boat to the other side of the boat, if they're within 3 tefachim of each other, so therefore the principle of love would also says that that's already an existing ohel, and you don't have a problem with building it. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ach, Prima Gadim, lo pshita le dover zeh kokach. The Prima Gadim is not so clear that you can compare them. Ayin Shom, he says, look over there. Mikom makom nira da so mechala Tosefes Shabbos lo hifsit. If you want to rely upon this lenient opinion of the Tosefes Shabbos and not the more machmir opinion of the Prima Gadim, that's okay. The belav hachi dover zeh rafuhu etzal ha-Magin Avram gufa. Because the Magin Avram himself, who was the source of this din, is unclear as to how far you extend this chumrah. Because it's possible that the mechitzos, which is the problem over here, causing this roof to be considered now a gag, and not really mechitzos in this regard, because they were already made previously. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, we're talking here about if this is a tanner and you're sealing off the top part over here, so then it can't be that there are active coals over here. Because if there are active coals, you have another problem. Then it would be also to close off the rooftop for another reason. For a Jew to do this, Lisrael, listo mesachor lamala, to close off the hole at the top, because when you close off the hole, you're going to shut off the oxygen. And you're going to cause the coals to go out. Even though that's not your intention, it's going to happen automatically, psik reishu, and therefore it's not allowed. Okay, masha kosu b'simin reish nun tes b'sofo, like we've already previously learned, and also in simin reish ayin zayin sif aleph. The issue, footnote number 49, reminds us that under extenuating circumstances, the Elia Rabba brought down over there, shemutu listo mesa taner, you would be allowed to close off the taner, even when it has the active coals inside over there, because one could rely upon the lenient opinion, l'smocha masha kosov atruma sedeshin, she'ein ze psik reisha, she'chavu akolim. It's not automatic that the gecholim are going to go out because you're closing it off right away. However, he does point out, if you close it off mostly, but you leave a little bit, so then you're actually going to fan the flames, and that would not be allowed. That would be a psik reisha, that would be forbidden. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chaf Aleph, where he brings down from Simon Tuf Kuf Beis, he writes, Kosev HaBeis Yosef, Deboinun Shiyu HaMachitzos Magin Ad L'Oretz. These walls, these defonim that we were talking about, that you must put the top on first, the board on the top first, and then the walls, is assuming that the walls here are going to the ground, or it leads, af im somuch loretz pachos mishlosha shom ein adofin magia aminu mezeh lovot, or they have to be within three tvachim of the ground, because otherwise it's not considered a mechitza. V'ayin shom magin amav, mishori hachronim bezeh, for the other details. Uleinyan teva, sheyesh lo shulayim gamilamata, in regards to some sort of a box, which has the bottom part of the box over here, going to come near the ground, and it's an enclosed box, so you have all the walls, so to say, over here, and he says, this teva, kemosha korin teva, Shlof bank, something which the Targum in the number 3 says is a saf solshen, or some sort of a bed. So I am a sif yud gimel, mashi nichta b'zeh. We'll learn this in more detail when we reach sif yud gimel. Sif kon chav beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, kosav ataz, da'av de betur iso dalid dafin michubarim. He says over here that you have to have four walls, lav dafka. You don't need necessarily four walls for this to be a problem, as we've described. The mimito shederach lishtamish ba'aviru mitachas da'hanochas minolim v'chayotze b'zeh. If you're using a bed over here, sometimes you use the space underneath the bed to put your shoes in there or something like that, then it's osrafilu kishesh lono rak shnei dapim. Then it's called a problem over here that you're using the area underneath the bed, even if there are only two walls over here, mishnei tzadim, two opposite walls, hamagi and loritz, that reach all the way to the ground, then you have a problem of a building over here as well. Nibishtaim levad, choshev oel im mechitzos, because even two walls can sometimes be called an oel over here if they're being used, kelekami besiv vav, l'inyin chavios, as we'll see when we talk about this in siv vav regarding barrels. V'chei kosu sharech ronim, likewise, this is the opinion as brought down in the Sharetzion Osul Ches of the Graz and the Chayyadim. However, that's in regards to a bed. Avol b'shulchan, in regards to a table, dematira shulchan aruchu, the shulchan aruch said that that's okay, afilu kishyesh lomat mechitzos, even if there are some walls over here, because then you need to have four walls really over here underneath the table for this to be usr. Then when you put the top on it, that's called making a wall over here. If you put the walls first and then the ceiling, the top of the table, that would be a problem. And the reason that you have to do all of these things to be a problem is because normally you don't use the space underneath the table. Idea shu footnote 52 says you sometimes put your feet over there, so he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that that's not a problem. That's not really the purpose of it. If you're using the top of the table, it just is a little bit easier to use the top of the table if your feet are allowed to be underneath the table. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, and as we pointed out already, as we'll learn again in Siv Zayin, if you're not using the space here, there is no problem of an ohel. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, in order for it to be a problem, you really have to have four walls all the way around it, like a chest. Then you might end up using the avir over here. The issue for number 53 says, in certain situations, three defanos would also be osur. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, there are those that are even more makel in regards to the table, laniach olav daf milamala, that you can put the top down, afilu kishyesh lo abim mechitzos michol tzad, even if you have four walls all around it. Because the mistama ain't sorech avir shetachlit, because you're not using the area underneath the table at all. In lo shadakul l'shtamisham, unless of course you are using it. However, he says ach l'shon ha'shulchan aruch shekosav v'chein raglei shulchan. When the shulchan aruch wrote over here, the mechaber wrote, and so too the din is for the raglei shulchan. It's implying mashma the b'shulchan im hoyu mechitzos hoyu gam kin sorech l'achmir. If there are mechitzos to the table, you should be machmir as well. V'alkein nochem mevadi lochush l'divrei ataz. You should be concerned about the taz. Lechos adaf ba'avir v'yachlisu tachta v'raglein. That you first hold the table top and then put the legs down only after that, and this way you're okay. That's only when you're moving it from one place to another, in order to move the table to put it over there. Then it looks like you're making an oil. But it's in one place. Even the Taz would say, you could put the daf on top of it, even though it has walls on all sides, as we've already learned. We have one with Mishra Berurah. We'll do that tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.